She's muted.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're good.
All right, perfect. Now joined by Avalanche forward Brandon Saad. We'll start off with questions for Brandon, going with Lauren Jabara from Altitude Sports. Go ahead, Lauren.
Hey, Brandon, good to see you again. First day on the ice for you. One, were you playing alongside Landy and Kadri there? And what sort of drills were you involved in today during practice?
Well, I think just getting back on the ice with them, it was a lot of system things, special team stuff, and then I think just an up-tempo pace of practice, but some line rush things like that, but it felt good out there.
Next up, we'll go to Peter Baugh from The Athletic.
Hi, Brandon. I guess how are you adjusting to Colorado? How long have you been in town? And I guess what's it kind of like learning a new city when everything's, I guess, a little more shut down than normal?
Yeah, I've been in town about 3 weeks now, so kind of getting a lay of the land and kind of figuring how things work and getting able to enjoy the city a little bit before the season started. But it's been great. I mean, the sun shining every day, so that's something new for me. But it's beautiful. You get to see the mountains. It's been a good experience so far. And to top it all off, we have a great hockey team. So I'm really excited to be here.
We'll go to Adrian Dater, Colorado Hockey Now.
Yeah, Brandon, we haven't had a season obviously start yet. It's hard to say exactly what your, you know, quote, role is. But if playing with guys like Landeskog and Kadri are to be, you know, that's to be done, do you feel like you might play any different at all from the style you've played in the past, or no?
I don't think so. You know, I think I'm the type of player that just tries to be myself. I've been up and down lineups before and played with a lot of different players, but I think the biggest thing is just being yourself, and that helps them read off of you as well with protecting the puck, playing with it down low. So styles might change, and you play with different players who have a different style, but for the majority, you just try to be your best and bring what you can to the game.
Eric Dean, Mile High Sports.
Hey, Brandon. We talked to Devon Taves on Monday, I believe it was, and he talked a lot about the chemistry that this team has had, given how, you know, you and him are pretty much the only two new guys on the regular roster. Could you expand on that and just talk about the chemistry you've seen here and how it relates to some of the teams you've been in the past?
Yeah, I think it's great. You know, anytime you can bring back a team with you basically have the same roster with a couple additions, it's huge. I've been a part of teams in the past where you show up and you almost feel like a new guy, even though you've been there for a few years, because you have 10 plus new guys. So to come in and see how close, tight-knit group that they have here, and to know they've had success in the past, and now to come and be a part of that, I think the chemistry off the ice shows on the ice.
We'll go to Pat Graham, Associated Press.
Hey, Brandon, thanks for taking the time. Really appreciate it. Given the fact you're playing the same teams over and over and over and over again, are more rivalries going to develop, or what's that going to be like? Is it going to be more chippy, or how do you expect that to play out?
Yeah, it's tough to say. You know, it's going to be different. I know it's going to, I think just based on the amount of times you play each other, you get to know each other better. It's going to almost feel like you said, with rivalry or playoff style, where you're playing teams back to back, or sometimes you play them even four times in a row. So, yeah, it's definitely, you get to know each other. You kind of get that edge. You want to have that, have the winning edge and that competitiveness in us. So it's definitely, I think, going to create more competition.
Scott McDonald, Colorado Hockey Now.
Hey, Brandon. So you've been, you know, a part of, I guess, the Chicago Blackhawks. I guess we'll call it a bit of a dynasty in 2013, 2015, winning those cups. I know it's kind of early and you missed a couple practices, but do you see, you know, kind of the same stuff of, you know, championship makeup with this Avalanche team?
Yeah. Like you said, I'm still getting familiarized with everyone, but even playing from afar and playing against them, you know how good of a team that Colorado had, and how they're a competitor every year and a cup contender. So you see it from the outside, and now being on the inside, you can kind of see the competitiveness, the way they practice, the way guys prepare. So it's definitely a lot of similarities, and I'm happy to be a part of this group.
Thank you for the time, Brandon. I appreciate it.
Sure, yeah, thank you.